from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. Few details have been made public about a worker at the Taylor Mine near Valgagne going missing on the mine site yesterday. OPP say police, mine rescue crews, paramedics, and the Matheson and Timmins fire departments were called at about 5:30 in the afternoon. The provincial labor ministry confirms that one worker employed by Major Drilling went missing in a remote area of the site. It does not confirm whether that person has been located. Ottawa police are sending a message to the organizers of the Freedom Rally. On its website, OPS says it's a criminal offense to obstruct, interrupt, or interfere with the lawful use, enjoyment, or operation of property. It's an offense called mischief to property. It adds that blocking downtown streets is resulting in people being denied the lawful use, enjoyment, and operation of their properties. Police are giving the protesters notice that anyone blocking streets or helping anyone else do it must stop right away or face charges. Offenders could be arrested without a warrant. Back here at home, an initiative by three city councillors to set up a committee to recommend how to spend City Hall's portion of accommodation tax revenue was adopted last night, despite objections by Councillor Joe Campbell. Half of the 4% tax on hotel room rentals goes to tourism initiatives. The other half can be spent the way council sees fit. Councillors Corey Robin, Michelle Boileau, and Rock Wissell drafted a plan to use it for services and activities now paid out of the general levy. Campbell objected to the way it came together, saying the committee isn't needed and that council can determine the expenditures itself. Mayor George Peary disagreed.
If every single issue came into the council as a whole, we would never get through this. Without a doubt, we need a working committee.
Councillor Kristen Murray also objected to the plan, but less vehemently than Campbell did. COVID-19 restrictions have made it necessary again for the Timmins Symphony Orchestra to resort to the digital realm for another concert. This one's called Divergents. Director Josh Wood says the orchestra has been split into three sections. That's one diversion from the usual. The other is that three pieces that it will perform are called divertimentos.
It's just a fancy way of saying a diversion. So this is music that was written to be performed at a party, except this is music by Mozart and Haydn, people that really knew what they were doing.
The concert will be streamed on the internet on Saturday, March 12th. Wood hopes a donation of $30 per viewer is made to the orchestra. That's the standard price for a ticket to a live TSO concert. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.